Sports and politics.
Get ready to rumble!
You wanna talk smack? You in the right place. So take a step back before I get all up in your face. I know you got your little views, you know I got mine. But there's like 50 other dudes holding on the phone lines. Your voice will be heard, sir.
Next caller, please.
And if I don't concur, we can agree to disagree.
We're talking fantasy sports and politics. Fantasy sports and politics. Fantasy sports and politics. Fantasy sports and
ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Fantasy Sports Politics. It's me, it's Mr. FSP, doing it because I do it for you, only because I can do what I do. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I was going to let my co-host come on this show and rant about, you know, a deal we made last week. I'm going to still let him rant, but I got a huge rant. And a 10-minute clip that if you don't have a problem with it, I got a problem with you. I'm really heated right now. Two things. I just got some information about some former troops of mine, and I am totally, totally blown by that. And then I just listened to 10 minutes of a billionaire, totally put down any and everything opposite of who he is and what he is, and any other person not like him or his quote-unquote culture. So, my plan for today, looks like that went out the window. My plan
crazy.
For today.
Way out the window.
Yeah. My plan for today was to, and we're probably going to get to it, is to discuss the NBA playoffs because, oh, by the way, one of these topics covers that, so we're definitely going to talk about that. In particular, Saturday's game, and one of those games happens to be today. And does Dwight Howard have to change his attitude? Not just Dwight Howard, but James Harden have to change their attitude and the way they are in order to actually win in the playoffs? Short answer, yes. Too soft, not hard enough, will lose in the first round. Also, the importance about fantasy value in baseball and the waiver wire. Who's out there, who's not. You know what? I wasn't going to break down the UFC 172 fight. I still might, but I'm going to save that for last. There's something called the Audie Murphy Board, or Audie Murphy Club, Sergeant Audie Murphy Club. Those in the military know what it is and know what it's about. I just got thrown into it with a month time to prepare, and I don't think I'm going to do well because people say it normally takes 6 to 7 months to just be prepared for it. And that doesn't mean succeed, but to prepare for it. So I think I'm getting thrown on the bus. I'm going to talk about that a little bit. But I'm going to let JTATM Money open up the show, get whatever he has off his chest, because I'm going to blow past that. I'm going to be honest, JT. I'm going to blow past it because it doesn't matter to me right now. But if you want to call in on the Fantasy Sportsbook and Casino.com hotline where players win and winners play, you can dial 347-637-3220. Again, that number is 347-637-3220. Or you can join us in our chat room at blogtalkradio.com/DICHBK. You can also catch us anytime, every time, streaming 24/7, 365. If you go to spotonradio.webs.com. It's very important to go there, too, because we got some good information for you about us, the hosts of the shows and things we got going on, what we're associated with. But spotonradio.webs.com. catch us there. Or you can come here back at blogtalkradio.com/VICHBK and check out any and all information we got going on here. But JT, I'm going to yield the floor to you before I go off on my rant.
Well, let me put it this way. I've been out half the morning. And when I come home, let me put it this way. First, I get a text from you relating to one of the stories that we're going to talk about. Not mm-hmm. even 10 minutes after that, I get a text from my sister relating to the same story. So I happened to be at the time that I got the two texts on my way home from where I was this morning and got online, read the article, and then listened to the audio. So I what you're going to play, I've heard already. And then, not even 10 minutes ago, I get a text from you about an article about your troops that I just got finished reading before we jumped online, and my rant is out the window. My rant, I don't even care about my rant because there's so much drama that just came up in the last couple of hours that I've been home is like takes precedent. So the rant you thought was going to happen, it'll happen tomorrow once I get over what and digest what I've been able to see and hear today. I'll save that rant on my show for tomorrow because, Victor, I know you got a lot to say, and it's a lot of emotion, especially from the One Billionaire article and audio, and then from the article from your former troops that are over in Germany. I don't know where you want to start, but I'm going to give the rant back to you. Have at it.
All right, listen. Thanks, JT. First of all, let's focus a little bit on NBA playoffs because this is a fantasy sports show, and that's one of the things we're going to talk about. Fantasy sports. I'm right now, no lie.
Wait a minute, fantasy sports and politics, okay? That's what we are.
You're right. Well, as we speak, I'm looking at Blake Griffin do a Gamefly commercial, and Blake Griffin happened to play on the team that we're going to discuss. And Blake Griffin happens to be very similar to what Donald Sterling is dating.
Yep.
Okay. If you've been hiding under a rock, or you're just not into sports, maybe you should follow sports a little bit more, because the last two big, big stories, besides Russia and stuff like that, have been sports-related. Last week we talked about Yasiel Puig and his ability to get into the United States and da-da-da-da, what MLB knew and didn't know. This week we're talking about the Los Angeles Clippers and their owner. Billionaire owner, who I'm going to stress owner because the culture goes back that far.
Yep.
Okay?
Yep.
Now, first of all, the playoffs. The Clippers are playing the Golden State Warriors in the playoffs. Game one, Golden State comes out, beats them. In L.A.'s home court. Game two, Clippers come out and win by 24. Game three, Clippers come out with a narrow victory, if I'm not mistaken.
Yep.
Now, if I'm not mistaken, the Clippers also had Elgin Baylor as their general manager, who also sued the owner for racial discrimination once he was fired. Also, the Clippers, if I'm not mistaken, had Vinny Del Negro. I'm quite sure Donald Sterling had a great time with that last name, as a head coach, a minority. Also, he has Doc Rivers currently as the head coach. And if I'm not mistaken, about 95% of the team, the players, are black, African-American, whatever you want to call it.
Mm-hmm.
Also, if I'm not mistaken, the owner, the billionaire owner of this franchise, is dating a half-black, half-white, or excuse me, half-black, half-Asian,
No, half-black, half-Mexican.
Oh, okay, half-black, half-Mexican.
Yes.
And yet, there are some issues with this. Now, ladies and gentlemen, what I'm telling you is that I don't give a damn if you don't think racism is a lie. I don't give a damn if you don't think people are doing terrible things toward our president because he's black. Because you're living under a rock. I would love to get Matt Williams here right about now. I would love to get, you know, Rush Limbaugh on here right about now. I would love to get all those people that say that race is an issue and they don't understand why the president or anybody else is bringing up race as an issue right about now. This guy, now, the girlfriend recorded it. She obviously started recording in the middle of a conversation because it picks up in the middle of a conversation. TMZ, you know what? TMZ goes out and they do all this, you know, what do they call it, flashy reporting or whatever. But 90% of the stuff they're reporting is true. It might not be the way that we can digest it as Americans, as people with dignity, but all of us that claim to have dignity and respect, we don't actually do it. We don't actually have it. So what I'm going to do right now is I'm going to go to a site. It's called worldstarhiphop.com. Okay? And it's a recording, a 9-minute, 27-second recording of Donald Sterling in a conversation. And Donald Sterling is the owner, an NBA owner of the Los Angeles Clippers, who has already been sued by the federal government for discrimination of not renting out to minorities, Mexicans, blacks, Asians. Already been sued by and successfully sued by the federal government for stuff like this. But the NBA has done nothing to him. A former executive, a well-known player, or beloved player, who's a Hall of Fame legend, who used to be the general manager of this organization, sued him. And yet the NBA has done nothing. Okay? I might even sound like my cousin for a little bit today. But we want to go to this 9-minute, 27-second piece. I'm going to play it in its entirety.
I hear you, Vic. Before you go there, for those listeners that are listening, if you go to YouTube and type in the word Donald Sterling, I can guarantee you you'll get a recording, a full recording of what Vic is going to say. I mean, what Vic is going to play. You just go to YouTube and type in his name, and I guarantee, because that's how I found it, I guarantee you, you'll hear the whole clip.
And the problem here, ladies and gentlemen, is he uses the term culture.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And he has friends that call him and talk to him about this stuff that they mm-hmm. find embarrassing. So if this is a culture that billionaires or people of his stature have,
mm-hmm.
just imagine what the, and not to mention the guy recently said something about that black people need to still be picking cotton, and they were happier picking cotton. We're not talking about Death Dynasty. We're talking about another well-known actor. I can't remember his name because I don't have the recording of it. But just think about this, ladies and gentlemen. Seriously, think about this. Are you really worth this grain of salt that you think you are? If people of power, money, and prestige feel this way about you, whether you're black, white, Asian, blue, whatever, I'm going to play it. Here we go.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry too. I will second change to skin. The color of my skin doesn't matter. The issue is we don't have to broadcast. I'm not broadcasting anything. I don't do anything wrong. No one said you did anything wrong. I don't do anything wrong. If you ever ask me, because people call you and tell me things about you that are not true.
I'm not broadcasting anything.
It's just with minorities. Why?
What's wrong with minorities? What's wrong with black people?
Nothing.
What's wrong with these
families? It's talking to them. There's nothing wrong with minorities. They're fabulous. Because you're an enemy to me.
Why?
Because you don't understand it.
I don't understand what? That racism still is alive?
No, but there's a culture. Some people steal certain things. Hispanics steal certain things towards blacks. Blacks steal certain things towards other groups. It's been that way historically, and it will always be that way.
But it's not that way in my heart and in my mind.
But maybe you want to adjust to the world.
But why? The world doesn't do anything for me, and they don't make me happy.
I don't want to argue with you. I don't want to argue.
I can't be racist in my heart.
That's good. I'm living in a culture, and I have to live within the culture. So that's the way it is. That's how I got it. I got my whole message. You live with your heart.
You
can't be flexible. You can.
I am flexible. I understand that that's the way you were raised and that's your culture. And I'm respectful.
Why do you have to disrespect them? Those are.
Who am I disrespecting?
The world before you.
Why am I disrespecting them?
What by walking them, and you're perceived as either a Latina or a white girl. Why should you be walking properly with black people? Why? Is
it benefiting? Does it matter if they're white or blue or yellow?
I can't say you don't know that. Maybe you're stupid. Maybe you don't know what people think of you. It does matter, yeah. It matters.
Do you know that I'm mixed?
No, I don't know.
Do you know that I'm mixed?
You told me you were going to remove those. You said, yes, I understand you. I mean, you change from day to day. Wow. So painful. Wow.
People call you and say that I have black people on my Instagram, and it bothers you.
Yeah, it bothers me a lot that you want to broadcast that you're associating with black people. You have to.
You don't associate with black people.
I'm not you, and you're not me. You're supposed to be a delicate white or a delicate Latina girl.
I'm a mixed girl.
Well,
and you're in love with me. And I'm black and Mexican, whether you like it or not, whether the world accepts it or not. And you're asking me to remove something that's part of me and in my bloodstream because the world thinks different of me and you're afraid of what they're going to think because of your upbringing. You want me to have hate towards black people?
I don't want you to have hate. That's what people do. They turn things around. I want you to love them privately. In your whole life, every day you can be with them. Every single day of your life.
Well, they're not in public.
But why publicize it on the Instagram? And why bring it to my page?
Why bring the black people to the game?
I don't even want to discuss that anymore.
It's over. I don't want to talk about it. I'm sorry that you feel that way.
I feel that way so strongly. I mean, it may cause our relationship that does break apart. And if it doesn't, yes. It's better to break apart now than to break apart later.
I'm sorry that you still have people around you that are full of racism and hate in their heart. I'm sorry that you're still racist in your mind. I'm sorry that you live in a world that still...
How about your whole life? Every day. You could do whatever you want. You could sleep with them. You could bring them in. You could do whatever you want. The little I asked you is not to promote it on there and not to bring him to my games.
I don't bring anyone to the game.
Okay, but there's nothing to argue about.
I don't know.
Okay, we got a big problem here. I really don't feel like going anywhere. I don't feel like going to Europe. I don't feel like it's going to go. Okay, we got to create a problem. Stop seeing that person anymore.
I'm sorry, I don't have any more friends. What would you like me to do? Remove the skin color out of your skin?
Is that a real issue, or are you making something up?
I just don't understand what the issue is.
There's nothing wrong with you or your skin color. Why are you saying these things? Can it upset me?
Sweetie, I'm sorry.
I'm so sorry, too. We made a giant mistake, both of us. Everything you say to me is so painful. You know, I want you to change the color of your skin. You know how to really hurt somebody. And just instead of saying, I understand.
I don't understand how you can have so much hate towards minorities.
I don't have any hate on nothing.
I do not understand.
Why would you say that?
How a person like you who's elevated, who's here, still feels above the world and can't even be seen with someone which is considered of a different skin color.
Could that be with me all day long and all night long?
I can't believe that a man who's educated, a man who's a scholar, a man who's...
Don't believe it. Stop talking about it. Let's finish our discussion with a period, okay? You're not making any good points. You can't believe this man.
That's all.
I'm not a good person in your eyes. If I was a good person, you would say, I can't believe that. I can't believe that.
What am I
looking for? All lies. I love them.
Look where all the negativity is coming from.
There's no negativity. I love everybody. I'm just saying, you know, I'll be Instagram. You don't have to have yourself with walking with black people. You don't have to. If you want to, do it.
If it's white people, it's okay? If it was Larry Bird, would it have made a difference?
You're just a big fighter. I could see. Who would want to live with a woman like you? Who would want to live with a woman? All of you ever wanted to do this fight. You're a born fighter.
I'm sorry that you're not.
You're the worst mouth.
Why are you going away? What's wrong?
Well, why don't you bring up Larry Bird? What has he got to do with it? You can walk all night long with your sisters or your family.
I saw someone I admire. I admire Nancy Johnson.
Okay, good.
I'm sorry. She's made a lot of changes for the community, for the world, for the people, for the minorities. She's helped a lot of people.
Why are you forcing this down my throat? I've finished talking to you. I have nothing more to say.
And I took a picture with someone I admire.
Good.
And he happens to be black, and I'm sorry.
I think it's nice that you admire him. I know him well, and he should be admired. And I'm just saying that it's too bad you can't admire him privately and during your entire life, your whole life, admire him. Bring him here, beat him, him. I don't care. You can do anything. But don't put him on Instagram so the world has to see, so they have to call me. And don't bring him into my game, okay?
I don't know him personally.
Please leave me alone, please.
I'm sorry. Is there anything that I can do to make you feel better?
No, you could never make me feel better. fighter if you want to fight.
All right, ladies and gentlemen. That was that you know, JC, ATM.
I'm here. I don't know what to say, man. I couldn't believe it when I was hearing it, and I still can't believe it that somebody would actually come out and say the things in this day and age. You got to be kidding me.
Hold on, JT. Let me just one point before you go any further. It doesn't matter how elevated people of any color make it. Because you're just nothing but a jigaboo, tap dancing, big lip, watermelon eating, whatever. 12 years a slave, having not even a person in the eyes of this guy and the people he associated himself with. And I know he associates himself with a lot of the NBA owners. Now, he says he knows Magic Johnson very well, and he admires Magic Johnson. He deserves it. But he wouldn't want to be seen with Magic Johnson. He wouldn't want to be around Magic Johnson. He doesn't want Magic Johnson or his people coming to his games. If he realized that he had nothing but white guys on his damn team, he would not. They will be the Clippers of the 80s. He must love J.J. Redick. I believe he's the only white guy that has any game on the Clippers team. You just don't understand how upset I am at this clown. He's an ass clown. And you just don't understand how upset I am that the NBA, he's gone through something similar to this 3 times already. Now it's on tape. Now everybody in the world, not just on Instagram, but everybody in the world knows how he feels about minorities. I wonder if the Clippers are going to come out tonight and play. The black players are going to come out and play as hard. Is Doc Rivers going to stay as the head coach? Or will he ask to, you know, leave? Because you know what? These guys are put in a hell of a situation.
Well, let me add fuel to the fire, because I just happened to be looking to an article, and one paragraph in this article is going to, I think, even flame the fires even that much more. This is going back in the early 80s. The Clippers were seeking a new coach and were interested in hiring Rolly Massimino. Now, you know who Rolly Massimino was, because he used to coach in college, and was a very well-known coach, and was a very good coach in college.
Mm-hmm.
And Donald Sterling asked him, "I want to know why you think you can coach these," and it was the N-word. And later, Rolly said that he would never work for that son of a, and it was the B-word. Who can blame him?
Mm-hmm.
Now, I didn't know that, but in this article, that was a paragraph that was in here. You put it earlier that this guy isn't the first time he's done something like this or said something like this, and he's had several suits against him, civil and federal government. So, it's unfortunate that the new commissioner of, 2 or 3 months, is faced with a huge dilemma dealing with this owner and what he's going to do, what he can do to this owner, because there's going to be some huge backlash about this, because one of the things in this article also said that, and this is a quote from Magic Johnson that he gave to TMZ, "It's a shame that Donald Sterling feels that way about African Americans. He has a team full of amazing African-American basketball players that are working to bring a championship to the Clippers fans." And that's a quote. Magic also continued and added, "The Clippers also have a strong minority fan base. Will that yep. continue to be the case?
Nope. I guarantee you.
Wow.
If these fans had any moral compass, you might see some. You remember how they burnt LeBron James' jersey when he left?
Yep.
Dude, I think it's time to burn some Clippers. Now, again, let's look at this. The best point guard, or arguably the best point guard in the game, happens to be black and
mm-hmm.
plays for the Clippers and just re-signed a contract with them.
Yep.
One of the best power forwards in the game, arguably the guy that put people's butts in the seats for the Clippers, happens to be half black.
Yep.
The head coach happens to be black.
Yep.
The two best players on this team, who I mentioned, the point guard and the power forward. Here's my question. When does Blake Griffin's contract come up?
I don't know, man.
I think it's next year.
Okay.
Next year or year after next. Will he re-sign with the Clippers? And if he doesn't, will this have anything to do with it? Will any black player, knowing this now, come to the Clippers? Now, you also got to look at his girlfriend. Whether he knew or not that he, whether he knew she was taping or not, I really don't think he knew that. I really don't think he knows that. But whether or not she leaked this because she got tired of the treatment or she's tired of the BS or whatever, I applaud her. Now, some people are going to say she's ungrateful, that she's this, but you know what? Those are the people that think just like Mr. Sterling, just like him. Because do you think he says, don't bring them to my games? What do you think that means? Oh, hold on. There's some breaking news on Dr. Sir. ESPN's reporting, well, Brian Weinstein is reporting that the NBA is investigating the audio tapes of Donald Sterling. What the hell do you need to investigate? Dude, I'm about to get real ignorant. Not ignorant, ignorant. Listen, I'm tired of the BS. I'm tired of my president, you know, getting lambasted left and right for everything he's trying to do. I'm tired of getting called a communist, a socialist. And a quote by Fink, we are in the process of conducting a full investigation to the audio recording obtained by TMZ, according to a representative, Mike Bass, NBA spokesman. End of quote. Are you serious? Are you serious? Mike Bass, NBA spokesman? But back to what I was saying. I'm tired of these people, you know, claiming there is no such thing as racism. That when Tony Dungy and Lovie Smith went to the Super Bowl and it was the first ever black head coach, you know, to go to the Super Bowl and to win a Super Bowl, that it's over. It's not over. I try my best not to, I mean, to teach my kids that racism, they shouldn't be racist and they shouldn't look at people a certain way. But we have people in power and influence. I didn't say money. I said power and influence. Because Magic has a whole hell of a lot of money. Magic has some influence. Michael Jordan is an owner in the NBA. You dig? An owner in the NBA. And all the stuff he's done for the NBA. You know, what the hell do these people that think like this really think about us. And I'm saying us as humans, not just black. Because these same people look down on quote-unquote white trash. Look down on Latinos, Asians. Think about this, ladies and gentlemen. When the railroad system was being made, when the Korean War was going on, what happened to a lot of the Asians right here in California? They were put in concentration camps in fear of some sort of inside uprising. But you got these people dogging the president. You got this owner talking about he doesn't want his girlfriend, who happens to be half black, half Mexican, to be seen publicly with black people. And that is, you know, we're talking about Magic Johnson here, a person who a lot of people feel has transcended black, white, Asian, Mexican, whatever. When people see Magic, they don't see black, they see money. But not this guy or anybody that looks like this guy. And what did he say? He said, you're supposed to be seen as a delicate Latina, a delicate white woman. Really? Did you take a look at this chick? She looks hot.
Well, let me put it this way. Let me interject here. So
go
that
ahead,
means
guy.
That the only women that can be delicate is a Latina and a white woman?
According to Mr. Sterling.
I mean, come on, man. I mean, this is 2014. 2014. And this guy rants on like this, and people of his culture that he associates with and think like him, I can imagine the circles that he's in. And the people in that culture have this type of thinking that are the top 1% that run the country.
Yep.
That's a problem. Not just for minorities. That's a problem for anybody that is not within that quote-unquote culture.
Man, you're saying exactly what I'm feeling, man. I mean, that's exactly right. You just said it shorter. How the hell can anybody expect to achieve greatness in this country when people like that, Donald Sterling, still look at minorities in a certain light? And he mentioned, you know, Mexicans think about black people a certain way. Black people think about different groups a certain way. Well, why the hell do you think that is, Mr. Sterling? Because of people like you that keep festering these types of thoughts that bring it to the surface, that make minorities think certain ways about others. The more people like me that try to, you know, raise their kids not to see a color, not to see, you know, a person's heritage, but to see that person for who they are, not who their family members were, not for who or what happened way before they were even thought of. But now you see this in the world boldly, brightly, from a billionaire who runs in certain circles that has a certain culture that makes decisions in the world. You know, you're going to find, or you're going to change the way that basketball players are perceived by telling them, okay, you got to wear a shirt and tie when you're on the bench, or you got to wear a sport coat when you're on the bench. You say that they look like thugs. You say that, you know, you can give them money, you can take them out the hood, but you can't take the hood out the end.
Mm-hmm.
Say all that stuff. But yet, these other people, you know what? And I'm going to say this. Sports is the new cotton. I'm going to say it again. Sports is the new cotton. Connect the damn dots. Connect the damn dots. connect the damn dots. You can have me out there picking cotton all day, making money for your industry while you sit back in a big house getting fat and rich, and I can have sex with your wife. That's what he said. You can sleep with them. You can eat with them. You can do whatever, just not in public. So, in other words, I can make your babies. I can tool your yard. I can do all these things, but you can't be seen with me. Thomas Jefferson. I just, you know, was looking at a documentary about Thomas Jefferson. Same mindset. Same mindset. He was good to his slaves at his home, but he didn't want people to know that he was buying and selling slaves, so he didn't let it go public. When freedom came for slaves, he wasn't one of the first ones to do it. He started fighting the fight, but when he saw that his culture was unreceptive to them being freed, he just stopped fighting, and he went along with it. Donald Silver and his culture go way, way back. He built his empire off of these minorities. You know, JT, I'm to the point that I'm gonna go on my Facebook and my Twitter and call for a boycott of any Clippers games, anything associated with Donald Silver.
Sterling.
Thank you. Donald Sterling. I don't have a big following. I don't have a lot of fans, but I'm going to start a movement. Because if you don't want black people coming to your games, I hope. When's the next game in L.A.? When's the next game in L.A., Jerry? Tell me when the next game in L.A. is.
Hold on a minute. I'll let you know in a minute. Hold on. You're surprising me, man. This is the first time I've seen you fired up like this. But hold on a minute. I'll let you know in a minute. I'm getting to it right now.
Okay.
Schedule.
The reason why.
The next game in L.A. would be Tuesday. Tuesday.
And that's a nationally televised game.
Yes, that is. That's on TNT.
One, Charles Barkley better say something. Two, Shaq better say something. Three, Ernie Johnson, he wearing his bow tie, eating his bean pie, he better say something. Four, the Jets better say something. But most importantly, the fans need to say something.
No, most importantly, are the players need to say something, because
right.
They play for this
right.
man, and he more or less, he signs their checks, he smiles in their face, but when they turn their back, he's got another face.
Absolutely right. Absolutely right. I was getting to that part. But an empty stadium or a half-empty stadium with nothing but white people, that will make him happy. That will make him happy. But nothing but white people. Now, I know some black people, they're going to see the ticket prices drop and all this other stuff, and they're going to want, because they want to go to the game and da-da-da-da-da. But you know what? Watch it on TNT. Give TNT the ratings. Let's see if a blackout happens. Literally, a blackout happens. Chris Paul, I know his Twitter feed's probably blowing up right now. His publicist, his manager, his agent, everybody, don't say nothing, Chris. What's that show? Everybody hates Chris? Well, today, everybody wants to know what Chris thinks. Blake Griffin, these are the two most recognizable faces of this organization and in the world of basketball.
Well, let me. I got three tweets from Magic Johnson. I'm sitting right in front of me here.
Go ahead.
First one is what? This is 1:30. TMZ reported this morning that Clippers owner Donald Sterling doesn't want me or other African Americans to come to Clippers games. 2 minutes later, he says, Cookie and I will never go to a Clippers game again as long as Donald Sterling is the owner. 6 minutes after that, he tweets again, L.A. Clippers owner Donald Sterling's comments about African Americans are a black eye for the NBA. Baron Davis, he used to play in the NBA.
Correct. For the Clippers.
This is his tweet that came in at 1:11 today. That's the way it is. He is honest about what he believes in, been going on for a long time. Now, Baron Davis used to play for the Clippers, if I'm not mistaken. Hats off
yep.
to the team for playing above it all.
Really? Really? This just
That's
came
that.
Up. The team ain't even played yet. The team
huh?
ain't even played yet. The team plays tonight, correct?
No, the team plays, what did I tell you? The team plays...
No. They play Tuesday, but a game should be tonight. Correct?
No, it's on Sunday. It's on Sunday. They play on Sunday in Golden State.
Okay. I thought it was tonight.
No, they play at the game on Sunday is at hold on a minute. It has 3:30, a nationally televised game on ABC against Golden State in Golden State. ABC.
Hey, Keith Olbermann, this is one of the top trending things. Keith Olbermann, ESPN analyst, former MSNBC anchor, says, Keith Olbermann, Clippers should refuse to play until NBA punishes Sterling.
Hey, I can't blame him, man. I mean, this is out blatant. I mean, come on. Give me a break. And this is like, this is not like something unique. This has been going on. The NBA knows about this guy for years. And just pretty much turned the blind eye because they like his Mooney. Mooney.
But, JT, I think Olbermann, I'm going to follow Olbermann because, you know what? What I would love to see, this is what I would love to see. Will it happen? Will it happen? I don't think they're going to disrespect Doc Rivers like that. But I would love to see, oh, they're reading Magic Johnson's quotes right now at ESPN. But what I would love to see is the Clippers go through warm-ups and everything so people can take their pictures and da-da-da-da-da, and let the jump ball walk off the court because that's brand spanking new live feed. I would love to see them walk off the court and just, you know, sit on the bench or go back to the dressing room until something is done. I would love to see that. It would, listen, protest, loud and proud protesting. I didn't say go shoot this man up. I didn't say go blow up his apartments or nothing like that.
Hmm.
But if you have a protest by the players on national TV, that speaks volumes to whom? The NBA? People, and you know everybody's going to be watching this game. You know the ratings for this game is going to be off the charts.
Right.
Off
yep.
the charts. Just to see what the Clippers are going to do, whether it's an exciting game or not, whatever.
And just think about this, too. I know you know this, and quite a few people who follow the NBA should probably know this. Doc Rivers is married to a white woman.
Yep, and their son is playing Austin. What is Austin? Does he play for the Pelicans?
I do believe so, yes.
Go ahead, finish your statement. I'm sorry.
No, that's what I'm saying. He plays. I mean, he coaches. He's a black man. He coaches the Clippers, and he's married to a white woman. So in this guy's eye, the white woman shouldn't be seen with the black guy in public. That's in his eyes. Behind closed doors is a different story, but in public, no, you shouldn't be seen.
Like I said, Thomas Jefferson. Thomas Jefferson. How many black women did he get impregnated? I'm not going to get into that because that's another subject matter. But I know I'm beating a dead horse here because I'm very, very upset. And I'm about to post something on Facebook and Twitter about supporting Keith Olbermann took a walkout. I really think it should happen. Really. God's honest truth. It needs to happen. And I don't care too much for, you know, name-calling or anything like that when it comes to this. I mean, I name-call when I'm having fun with you and people because y'all are my friends and family and all that other stuff. And you guys know I really don't mean half the stuff I say. But in this situation, if it wears a sheet, talks like it has a sheet, hangs out with a culture that has sheets, maybe it has three caves.
See, Victor, this is the problem. This is one of the problems I see. When the power or the so-called power structure seems to be changing and tilting toward people of color, you get a backlash like this from the other culture thinking that the minority is getting too much. They're getting too many handouts. They're being given too much. Where right now, in my opinion, they're only trying to level the playing field from past years. And the other culture doesn't want that to happen, wants to keep minorities in quotation marks in their place. And you get people like this that feel that they're privileged, that feel like they're above everyone else, especially any person of color, that they shouldn't be able to be on par or do the things that they can do because they are the inferior culture. I mean, they're the superior culture. And I got news for you that the newest majority in a few years will not be African-American. It's going to be Hispanic. So you better get used to it because it's coming, and it's coming fast.
It sure is, guys. I just posted a tweet toward Chris Paul and the Clippers. Don't support any of the Clippers games since you are not welcome there. At CP3, walk off the court at tip-off. I just posted that.
Okay.
And you know what?
I don't blame you, man. I don't blame you.
I look at this as a, and everybody sees it. What ethnic culture dominates MLB, Major League Baseball?
That's a good question.
Latino.
Okay, yeah,
Latino.
You're right. I was going to say that, but I wasn't sure about that. Yeah, I think you're right. Yes.
Okay.
Okay. Yep.
Second is whites, and then bringing up the rear. Well, then Asians, and bringing up the rear is black.
Really? Okay. You think there's more Asian than black in Major League Baseball?
Yeah. I
really?
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 I really do. I really do, homie. There aren't that many people that are black in Major League Baseball. There are there are some, but I think the pitchers, the hitters, and stuff like that. If blacks are more than in Asian descent, then it's very close. It's very close. But you know, I'm gonna say you have to You have to look very hard at any sport other than hockey. And you can't even claim hockey because most of those guys, they're not white. They're considered Ukrainian. They're considered Russian. They're considered anything. They're not white. But, you know, they have, you know, they're white in the eyes of others. But you look at any sport, and that's why I said sports is the new cotton.
I hear you. I understand that fully. And I went on Facebook and instant messaged or messaged your buddy, your boy, and his thoughts on Donald Sterling. I want to see if he's going to post anything or not.
Well, I'll tell you like this. If you think for a second that, you know, and I'm not worried about my future employment opportunities. I'm in the military, got it. Once I leave the military, I plan to go teach. But I know employers look at your history, their, you know, your feeds and stuff like that of what you've said and what you've done. I know that. But if you have a problem with me asking questions or saying, you know, that this type of person should be boycotted, then maybe I don't need to work for you. Maybe I don't need to work with you. Maybe you're part of that culture that he is discussing. And, yes, I get it. You want to have a certain image for your company. But when things like this come about, it goes well beyond a person's ability to rationalize why I posted something like that. And I'm just speaking for me, I'm talking about for anybody out there that's looking for a job or has a job, and if one of their bosses sees something like that up there, then they're going to get fired. You know, maybe I don't need to work for that company then. But at the same time, I look at, you know, how many people in the world, you know, has a beef these people, man. You know, I'm kind of struggling for words here because I'm over the anger part. Now I'm calling for action. Where's Jesse at? Where's Al at? Where's our new civil rights leaders? I know this is a developing story, but it came out, what, early this morning? And TMZ leaked it. You know, where's Jay-Z at? He's a owner or was an owner at one time of the New Jersey Nets. He's a management agency owner now.
Let me tell you something, man. I'm not a big Jay-Z fan, and he's all corporate, and he's done some things that question what side of the culture he was born from. Let me put it that way.
Hey, ESPN is playing some of the audio right now. That's amazing.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
Wow. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
And, you know, a lot of people have respect for Jay-Z because of where he came from and where he is now. But where he is now, along with his wife, is, and I'm not a big Beyonce fan either because I think, in a way, they make a lot of money. They've been successful for what they do, but now they're, in my opinion, selling out. I mean, he may say something, he may not, but I'm not looking to see if he says or does anything because I wouldn't be surprised either way. All right. In my opinion, he probably will see how the wind is blowing and go that way. That's how I think he is. So that's my opinion. And that's just my opinion. You know, it's not anybody's, not the opinion of this show, but that's just my opinion.
Well, I tell you like this, man. I need Bill Cosby to get up and say something. I know the president can't step out there and say it because he's the president. He would have to go do a roundabout way of saying it, just like he did with the Trayvon Martin thing, where he was like, mm-hmm. if this was my son, I mean, if that were my son, you know, da-da-da-da-da. He didn't go one way or the other. Now, let's go back a little bit, since I brought that up, and this is a political show as well. So, with all that stuff that people saying that the birth certificate deal wasn't a racial issue, that saying his daddy's from Kenya and he's a Muslim and all this other stuff, that wasn't an issue, that wasn't a racial issue. I bet you Donald Sterling may even hang out with the Koch brothers. And if you don't know who the Koch brothers are, look them up. Do your research.
I had an argument with one of my conservative friends about this, and I'm saying, you know, it makes no sense, and it has to be motivated with ulterior motives that they're looking into his birth certificate, because you can't run for president without being a American citizen, not a I can't think of the word. Other than American citizenship. So but if you're born in America, then you can become, you can run for presidency. You can't be a Native American, let me put it that way, if that's lack of a better word, if I'm not saying it right. So he's had a valid birth certificate. Now, and you would think, because if you're going to run for president, that there's been investigation upon investigation to make sure that everything's on an up and up in your background, including your birth certificate, so you're legally able to run for presidency. So to bring it up when he's already the president is ridiculous. It's absolutely ridiculous, and you know why I was motivated, plain and simple, just trying to disgrace him, disperse him, and distract him, which didn't happen, but anything and everything to try to bring down our commander-in-chief, which has never been done throughout all the presidents prior to him. I've never, ever, 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 and I'll say it again, ever heard of anyone making a big deal or going through the process or a long process, saying that we're not sure that he is has an American birth certificate. We're not sure if he was born in America or if his birth certificate is real or not. I haven't ever heard that from any other president. Now, quite naturally, they're all white, but that doesn't mean just because they're all white that they were born in America, but never heard it, only with this president.
So, the culture, you dig, Donald Trump's in that culture. I strongly believe that. He's of that same era as Mr. Sterling.
Maybe Donald Trump's a little younger, but I understand what you're saying. He comes from that era of privileges.
Pedigree. Exactly. Decision makers, money makers,
mm-hmm.
movie.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
mm-hmm.
move makers.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I am so tempted to buy NBA Network right now just to see what they're talking about. I am so tempted to, but I'm not that foolish. You know, how in the hell can we as people, Americans, I'm going to go this route, how can we as Americans be seen as a progressive nation when we are, quote-unquote, power and decision-making people have some of the same ideology as those of other nations, quote-unquote, you know, third world countries or, you know, how can we be the moral compass? That's a better, how can we be the moral compass of the world when we put on a front, not we, but those that have power, privilege, and the ability to influence, when they have the same type of ideology? What's the definition of leadership? The ability to motivate people to achieve a certain goal. That's what the military says anyway. So when I look at leaders, decision makers, power, people with power, how do you then associate racism or discrimination with the ability to succeed in life? Oh, it's okay. And one of these celebrities or whatever put it on their Twitter. People are okay to make you money. People are okay to sit on your penis and all this other stuff, but you don't want to be seen with them. I forget which celebrity posted it, but it was on Twitter. And it's also on the Yahoo story. So, you know, we have about 20 minutes left alive there. I want to get to a different subject matter, but I'm so...
Yeah, I know.
I'm so heated, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I understand. I understand.
Anyway, Mr. Taylor, I've called for my action. I've done a few things. I'm going to do a few more. But I got 20 minutes left, and I don't want to really get into the whole situation with my former troops because I don't want to get over these airs. But that's another thing that's got me heated.
Are they actually – and I read the article, and I saw the names in there. Do you know these guys personally? Am I right about
all
that?
All but one. I know all of them but one personally.
Wow. Wow. Well, let me ask you this. I'm not going to name names or anything like this. I don't know who you knew best or if you knew them all pretty good or pretty well, I should say. But I'm going to ask you, I'm putting you in as the interviewee, and I'm going to interview you. How do you feel about that, what you read in that article, like I read?
I was shocked, very shocked, especially at the fact that it's like a damn movie.
Yes.
It's like a real movie.
Yeah.
You know, and the fact that, and I think all of them that were there probably will be charged with something because the one guy, and I know the one guy that they were talking about that said he saw the defendant kick the person and tried to make the situation. I know him and his personality. You know, he could have been afraid, as he said in the article, that maybe something bad would happen to him if he went to the cops or if he reported it or something like that, because there were a ton of people there when this took place.
So you knew all these people that were involved then?
Yeah, except for one person. And
wow.
It bothers me because, okay, we get taught certain things and how to do certain things and da-da-da-da-da. But I didn't know, and I'm glad that this stuff didn't happen while I was there. The relationships that were going on. You know, I didn't know, and I'm glad I didn't know, and I'm glad it wasn't going on under my watch. Because I was dealing with another service member that had other issues, and I was trying to take care of them. And, you know, I kept it secret, and people thought that something was going on, but no, it was just me keeping that person's business behind closed doors. You know, I don't want that person's business out in the public. So I took it behind closed doors, and then I took it to the proper people, and what they did with it was what they did with it. You know what I mean? But in this situation, apparently a lot of people saw the signs, they knew what was going on, but nobody spoke up and did anything about it. Lack of leadership. Or intentional fortitude to step in and say, oh, hell no. This is going on? Nah, pimpin'. It's a rumor. Let me look into the rumor. And maybe this could have been, you know, prevented. I'm not saying it would have been, but at least there would have been eyes on the situation as opposed to exploding in your face. You understand what I'm saying, JT?
Sure, I know exactly what you're saying.
So, you know, I know people out there are like, what are they talking about? Is this about, no, we're not talking about Donald Sterling. We're talking about other things. But my last thought on that is that I'm hoping that more things are revealed, because all of those guys may or may not be charged with anything because they knew something was happening or something was about to happen or put together the plot, so to speak. But the one guy where all this stuff, it happened in his car, in his place, before I left, he got a DUI. And I pushed the people in charge to punish this guy because they had punished everybody else. Okay? And before I left, this guy was already deployed and doing whatever. So when he came back, you know, I don't know if he still had his problem with alcohol or not, but all this stuff happened at his place, in his car. He didn't do the act or nothing that I know of, but he was at a meeting where some of this stuff was getting talked about. So these red flags I was seeing, and none of it was getting acted upon, I blame those people for not taking care of that guy. Not saying,
well, you got to believe this. Let me put it this way. You got to believe that anyone with a pay grade above or rank above these guys are in some heavy heat right now. Because that's what usually happens. When something like this happens, the upper echelon the first sergeant or whoever are catching some flack for it because of the fact that they should have known what was going on. They didn't have a handle on anything that may have been happening, or if they did, now they're really going to reap what they sow because they didn't act on it.
Yeah,
you know that.
Yeah.
That's how it works. That's how it
but
works,
you know,
and you and I both know that.
It's going to take more than just, you know, these proceedings to make that happen, though. You know, by the time it actually does go down, these people with a PCS. They were a PCS. Even though they're in the middle of an investigation, they were a PCS. So, you know, for the situation to get to where it got and you know, people to see signs and not act on them, or to, you know, look the other way on whatever. It bothers me a great deal. You know, this isn't on the Donald Sterling level of, well, you know what, we're going to protect one of our own. But I'm like, the guy that did the deed, he's half, he's mixed, but he doesn't look. And he told me in my office at times that certain people that we were working with didn't know that he was half and made comments. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And then when he revealed that he was mixed, they stopped talking around him.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, because you would never be able to tell. He has the complexion. You know how some white people, their hair is naturally curly.
Mm-hmm.
So naturally curly. He was into all the stuff that, quote unquote, and I'm not saying this to be racist or anything like that, but he was into the stuff that, you know, most white people were into. And, you know, it is what it is. And I feel bad that, you know, that mentality is in the military. Even though you can't say it's not, because you have people from all walks of life. You have gangbangers. You got all types of people in the military. Convicted felons are in the military. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But this whole culture, as Mr. Sterling put it, is so prevalent that it stares you in the face every day. Every day. People can smile in your face and stab you in the back all day, and they do. But at the same time, do you start segregating people as, you know, oh, I don't want to be around them because I think they are this way or they behave this way? You know, I judge every person based upon how they treat me or somebody in my family. That's how I judge people. That's exactly how I do it. I don't say because your dad was in the KKK or if your mom, you know, did this, that, and the third, that I am going to, you know, expect you to be the same way. I'll be on guard. I will be on guard, but I'm not going to label you. I am not going to label you. I try not to do that. And I don't want my kids to do that. But it's hard when stuff like this takes place, guys. It's really hard. We have about 10 minutes left alive there. We spent an hour and 20 minutes discussing all this and didn't get into Dwight Howard and how I think he needs to man up literally and start being that beast along with James Harden, because apparently in the playoffs, James Harden folds as well. I think John Jones is going to dispatch of Mark Teixeira extremely easily tonight. What else were we supposed to talk about, JT? I got to go to the episode info to figure that out. Yeah, we need to go to some fantasy waiver wire pickups in baseball. And we didn't talk about today's games. The Oklahoma City Thunder and the Memphis Grizzlies. You know, we didn't talk about that. But 10 minutes, what do you got on your mind real quick?
Wow. I don't know, man. I mean, I'm just happened to be on Twitter now. I never go on Twitter, hardly ever go on Twitter, and I just want to see
what some of the people
see some of the things. I know there's an article, there's a video, one of the people on ESPN is interviewing Chris Broussard. When I get off the air, I'm going to listen to it because I think he's got some good things to say. I just happened to be coincidentally looking at a tweet that he put up here about 8 minutes ago saying that he would not criticize the Clipper players for playing, but I would love to see them and the Warriors boycott the game until Sterling is removed. So, And then Chris Broussard says, as Jesse Jackson just told me, because he must have just talked to Jesse Jackson, Sterling has essentially said the relatives of Chris Paul, Doc Rivers, and others are not welcome at games. So I can give me your money, but you're not welcome at the games. That's basically what he's saying. I want your money, but not you at the games.
Agreed.
And I got one from Jamil here. Excuse me, from Jamil Hill. Someone actually called Sterling to tell him about his girlfriend's Instagram pic with Magic, meaning he ain't the only one.
Yep.
Just like we were talking about before. So that you know, somebody that it's of his culture called him about an Instagram pic. So, like we said, he ain't the only one. Oh yeah, I gotta believe for Twitter. It's not blowing up because I'm looking at my Twitter feeds now, but I'm just reading some of the comments that I see. And I saw your 1 minute ago. You put up your tweet about walking off the court at tip off. Stephen A. Smith, let me see, no, this is NBA on ESPN. I was appalled, but to be quite honest with you, I wasn't that surprised. That's Stephen A. Smith. He just put that tweet up. I'm telling you, man, I tell you, I don't watch basketball games, and I said that over and over again. I'm watching tomorrow. I got to see what the players, regardless of what side they're on, especially the Clipper players, they got to do something. They just can't go and play like this. This is nothing. I mean, I understand they're players and they can't control things that are off the court, but this is the highest of the high in their organization, their owner. And their owner is saying, you can play for me, boy. And I hate to say it like this, but I'm going to say it like this. You can play for me, boy, but I don't want your relatives and I don't want your girlfriends if they happen to be white, or if you're white and your girlfriend happens to be black, to come to my games. I don't want you – if you publicly race mixing, I don't want to see it at the games. That's basically what he's saying. And to me – this is in L.A. of all places, and believe it or not, in my opinion, believe it or not, as supposedly progressive and liberal L.A. is, don't believe that. Don't believe that. I'm telling you, people, don't believe that, because and it's not because I really know something, but if you really go behind some of these stars and some of these people that are in Hollywood, there's quite a few that are in that culture that will smile in your face, want your money, but think about you in a different way once you turn your back and they walk the other way.
That's what happens, dude. That's what happens. You know, I look at all of this, I think that, and I made a statement earlier, that sports is the new cotton. And
yeah, I've seen that. I've seen you post that.
You know, it's true. It is so flipping true. Because what does, you know, I'm guilty of it too. I want my boys to play baseball and football. because I missed my opportunity. I know I don't want to. I should live vicariously through my boys, but you know, they're athletic. They're going to be big, and they're smart as well. So I want them to you know, play a game that they like playing, make money off of it, and turn that money into businesses, much like Magic. I'm going to point that out. Much like Magic and Michael Jordan. I want to, you know what, I'm about to tweet. What does Michael Jordan have to say about this? What does, that's my next tweet. I'm about to tweet that right now. Oh, man. I don't know why I didn't say that earlier. But, you know, these guys, you know, they took all of their demons. Magic was women and alcohol, whatever. Jordan is gambling. And he lost his father. I still believe his father's death was a issue concerning a gambling debt or whatever. I still think that. It might be a conspiracy theory, but I think it. But he's parlayed his partnership with Nike into billions of dollars to the point that now he owns his own NBA franchise. So an NBA franchise. Does Donald Sterling feel bad being seen with him in public? How many owners feel like Donald Sterling? That's a good question.
That's a very good question. That's an extremely good question because you know these guys are making money hand over fist. And for the most part, and I got to believe this, that they think they're above everyone else, and especially if you happen to be not of their culture. And I'm gonna keep on using that, culture. That was a good thing, not of their culture. So I mean, they can use code words. So will I. So. So.
Well, you know, I think. I just don't know what to say, dude.
I know we've been on this for almost an hour and a half now, but we haven't had a good political. And I think this is something political, situation like this in quite a while. And I think it warranted spending the majority of time, if not all the time, on this subject and the different views of this subject, because the fact is it's been suppressed or... you know what? And I had lost my train of thought, and now it came back to me when I said this. There was another named ball player on a different sport that, and I can't remember the exact wording that he did, but he basically said that we're just high paid slaves, and I'm talking about Adrian Peterson. And he got lambasted up and down for saying something like that. And I can understand where he was coming from because the fact is a lot of these owners, and I can't say all of them, but these owners make so much money. And like basketball players and like football players, they're dominated by African Americans. I know they're making millions of dollars playing the sport, but are treated like, especially football players, are treated like N-word. I can't never say this word. So you know what I'm talking about. And throw them away when they think that they're no more useful, or when the so-called media says they're no more useful, even though they still be able to play. So I understood where he was coming from, and I didn't think he was wrong on what he was saying because he was looking at the overall picture, not just himself, but he got lambasted. And now I'm going to give a phrase bring a phrase back that is an old phrase that the person who said it got lambasted because it was about the president at the time. The chickens have come home to roost. That what Adrian Peterson said a few years ago, this owner is absolutely showing what he has been saying, what he has said, that
yes.
you can make me money, you can buy my product, but I don't want to do anything for you or with you. I don't want to be seen with you, and I don't want anybody that's associated with me to be seen any kind of minority because my so-called culture is going to get back to me and wouldn't like that.
And that's the thing, dude. I'm even changing the name of the damn show right now. Donald Sterling, No More Blacks. You know, it's crazy. It is crazy to me. It really is, guys.
I messaged your boy in the beginning of the show, and I'm waiting for a response back.
King of the show? Is that what his name is on Twitter?
No. I'm on Facebook. So, because I'm a friend of him on Facebook. So I messaged him on Facebook, and these are my exact words. Your thoughts on Donald Sterling. I'm waiting for a response.
Isn't he on vacation, though? Isn't he, like, chilling?
He still has a phone. He still has a phone, and he can answer it on his phone, which he has done before.
Okay.
Well, and if it's a hot topic, you know that he would be on it quicker than quick. And you know that because you've gone back and forth with him with heated moments. I want his thoughts on this because we've had programs about things like this. And he's going the other way versus what I've been saying. I want his thoughts on this. Now you're getting me riled up.
Well, that's the thing, JC. Didn't y'all have a conversation very similar to this like 2 weeks ago? Two, three weeks ago?
What's that?
Didn't you guys have a conversation about this 2 or 3 weeks ago?
I think so. I have to go back to the archives because we have yes, if I'm not mistaken, we have conversations about things like this. Absolutely, I think it was 3 weeks ago, and we went back and forth. We had a little bit of heated, and we've had heated discussions before. I want his thoughts on this. This is exactly what I've been talking about, and he says no. I want his thoughts on this in particular. I really want him to talk because he decided to go on vacation for the whole summer. At the most opportune time, not to say that he saw this coming, quite naturally he didn't, but I want to hear his thoughts on this. And you know what? I'm going to keep bugging him every freaking day until I get a response from him. I guarantee it. I gave him one today. I'm going to give him another message tomorrow, and I'm going to keep on doing it until I get a response.
Well, then here's my next question, JT.
Yeah.
It actually is a very good question here. Do you think he's going to say something along the lines of, let's not jump to conclusions just yet. Maybe that's not a real audio tape. Maybe it's edited.
I don't know. Hey, I want to hear his thoughts because it's in writing. It's on audio, okay? TMZ. Regardless of what people think of TMZ, they've been pretty on point with a lot of things that come out.
Yeah.
They have been on point. It's not like they come out like the Inquirer of past years with crazy stories and they can't back them up. TMZ is like when they come out with something, the head man at TMZ makes sure it's checked, double-checked, and rechecked again before they come out with it. They just don't come out with stuff willy-nilly and think it's going to fly because then their reputation and they won't be taken seriously. So,
do you think it's their news gathering method that makes people think that? I think that's what it is. The way they gather their news is why people feel that way.
Well, let me put it this way, Vic. They've come out with some breaking news that other news organizations haven't gotten, and now they're pretty reputable now. Once they come out with something, when's the last time they came out with something and it wasn't true? A huge story that wasn't true. And your boy just got on the web. I don't know if he's listening to the show or not, but I hope he gives me – I just saw him come on the web. Hopefully he gives me a response. Maybe somebody who's listening said, hey, man, they're calling you out. Or
they don't
maybe,
know.
Who
we
knows?
We didn't mention his name.
No. In a roundabout way we did, but that's okay. Because I really want to hear his thoughts, where he's going to go with this, because the fact is, this is not something small. This is something big, because it's big. It starts with a B because it's a billionaire, and it's big because it's got a lot to do with black people in the league and people who come to see the games who are minorities. So this is not something small, and this guy has a history. That's just it. He has a history, and I can't believe David Stern, and now I can't even recall the new commissioner's name. Never really dealt with this because he's a billionaire and because he owns the Clippers that he can get away with this.
Bull, hey, I'm gonna tell you right now. Mike Hill came on the show a few times. Great guest, great guy. He put two tweets up about 4 minutes ago. First one, stop with this "she set him up" rhetoric. Marion Barry got set up too. I know it's not the same level, but they both got caught. Then he followed that up by saying, these days, never assume you're saying or doing anything privately.
That's right. That's exactly right. We've talked about that before. Because of the invention of the smartphones, with cameras,
yep,
and with audio audio on these cameras, on these phones, you can't just do and say anything you want and think that it's not going to be published somewhere or someone's not going to find out about it. Now, let's see what happens, man. Let's see what happens. Let's see what the commissioner of the NBA and the NBA owners are going to do, because this is, I mean, I don't know, man. I mean, I'm a lost word because I'm trying to, I saw the same thing you saw on Twitter. I'm trying to see some of the other stuff that they're saying on Twitter too. So,
well, I'll tell you this. Jeremiah Trotter just retweeted something that Gene Wojciechowski or Adrian Wojciechowski just wrote. He says, burden of action on Sterling isn't on CP3 and Doc Rivers. It's where it's always belongs, NBA and owners. Now, I'm going to respond back to that by saying, but the statement by the players for action speaks volumes to those that watch, as well as the economics.
Yeah.
So, you know, I think it is different when you look at all this crap that's going on, how race has been such a hotbed issue ever since President Obama got in office.
Yep.
It really it died yep. down a lot. It died down a whole lot.
Well, you know why? Because the fact is, and let me put it this way, because the fact is, it's a power issue, okay? If you can follow me here, if see the President of the United States is a black man, okay? And like I said before, the threat of power being lost which power has been shifted in one way for so long, you're going to get backlash from that. And the backlash is the race issue has become extremely a hot-button issue because of that, because the threat or the look of the threat of power being shifted away. You follow what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. I follow you.
Yeah, so.
Well, man, you know, we've gone in overtime. We've talked about this subject for quite some time.
Mm-hmm. It's not going to go away.
It's not.
No. No.
You know, I just think that he just placed his team in a very, very bad situation. And
you know,
NBA
Vic, I can't believe, you must have been, you know what, let me tell you something, Victor. Let me tell you something. I hate to rant like this, but let me tell you something. I don't know what happened 3, 4, 5 years ago that, and don't take this the wrong way, that brought both of us together and on this journey of doing these shows throughout the years. But what you just said, I was just thinking he put his team and players in a bad situation. I mean, you literally took the words right out of my mind because I was just thinking that.
Because I'm quicker and younger than you are. That's all.
Oh, you know, see, you got to turn that to a negative. But that's okay.
That's
okay. I couldn't believe when you started saying that, I was literally thinking that before you even said it.
Well, all I was going to say is that, think about this. Let's say the NBA gives them a slap on the wrist, a heavy slap on the wrist, like a $2 million fine or whatever. Well, that's nothing to a billionaire, right?
Let's say
they take away draft picks from the team for the next 2-3 years. That's a heavy fine. You can fight it, but what leg would you have to stand on? Bottom line is this. Let's say you get in the lottery, they get the number one pick. Because next year, I'm telling you, I know Blake Griffin and Chris Paul are there. They might be in the playoffs for a while. But when Blake's contract comes up, this whole situation is going to come back up. I guarantee you. If it doesn't, we will bring it up. But
how about this, Victor? How about this? Conduct detrimental to the league.
Oh, yes. They use that all the time on the players, right?
Conduct detrimental to the league. And that's probably right now, if it was me, because this guy is bad for business. Plain and simple, he's bad for business. I don't care what type of money is. The NBA is a billion-dollar business, multi-billion-dollar business. And this guy may be a billionaire or multi-billionaire, but he's a possibility of taking away some of the fan base, not just from the Clippers, but from across the country, because if the NBA decides to put a slap on the wrist with this guy, this is not going to play well with, one, the players, one, with the players' families, and one, with the fan base, even though a lot of fans that come to these games are white. There's still buying a block of minorities that buy into these games, and it won't sit well. And it just puts the NBA in a bad light. So my thing is this. This guy is gone. Plain and simple. We got to find a way to get rid of this guy. We can't have this guy in the league anymore. He's out of control. He's out of control. When you get a billionaire that's dumb enough to get audio tape on him, and the type of audio tape is what it is, he's gone. Plain and simple. Gone. I mean, obviously, he's not the type of owner we want in the league, obviously. And he had bad past actions that say that. Now, he's going way too far when he's done this. So I'm thinking they're going to find a way to say, Donald Sterling, you need to step aside and get somebody, we'll get somebody in there that's a little bit more progressive. Let me put it that way.
Well, you know what? Who are you going to find to buy the franchise or take over? Well, I know the league can probably take over the franchise because that's something baseball did for a minute as well. But are you then going to limit yourself to minorities to own the franchise as a symbol of what they're about? Or is it going to be another white guy or gal, and then it becomes, well, let's see if this white person has any issues. You know, you damn do, you damn you don't. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So, quite honestly, and I hate to sound like this, I want to see them lose their draft picks for the next 3 or 4 years, plus have a lot of money taken away from them. Cripple the franchise for a year or two. Give them the death penalty, so to speak, if this guy's going to remain the owner. If he's not going to remain the owner, and they, like, suspend him pending investigation, and then once the season's over with, they say, you know what, well, hey, time to go. He's already been convicted. Well, not convicted. He's already been levied. Well, I guess you could say convicted. The federal government has already won a case against him.
Yep.
To freaking, you know, he has to pay somebody $5 million for or the lawyer fees of defendants for discrimination. You had another, I mean, what does he need to do short of lynch a dude at mid-court or national TV to, you know, have some heavy type of penalty happen to him? I don't know if David Stern just said, well, you know what, they're the Clippers. Nobody cares about them right now anyway, so let sleeping dogs lie. But this is the first opportunity for this new commissioner to flex his muscle.
Yep. You got that right. This is if he didn't realize it, this is a huge test for him because this is something you just can't blow over. And I'm reading Doug Gottlieb tweet @TheTrickHomeMan1. Sterling is allowed to be a bigot, but good luck owning an NBA team. Yeah, it seems like you should get over the fact, and then he also had this one, seems like you should get over the fact that some people have opinions, beliefs that you don't like. Get over the fact? Yeah, you know, that's easy for someone that is seen as the right culture, or in the right culture, you follow me? In the right culture.
Mm-hmm.
And can say that because you don't have to suffer the consequences of being not in the right culture. Unbelievable. Unbelievable, you know. And it's a shame that you see it now. You see the panic in the streets of the culture that think they're losing power, like I'm saying, because now they're trying to denigrate and blast the minorities because of their perception that they're getting too much, where basically they're just trying to catch up. That's basically it, where they're trying to catch up.
That's what it is, Jack.
Unbelievable.
It is what it is. Anyway, let me go ahead and get off of here and let you take care of the rest of your day. Maybe you'll get a response from your buddy.
Victor, I'm disappointed.
What do you mean you're disappointed?
I'm disappointed. Not in you.
I
happen to see certain person on the web because you can see it on the side.
Yeah.
When somebody jumps in, I happen to see him on the web. Thought he was going to respond. He's off.
They might have. he might have other, you know, things going on his web. You're not the only person that probably replied or said something.
Well, let me put it this way. You know, like everyone, we also have a friend's box where we can see
yes.
comments that he may have made in that friend
mm-hmm.
box. I haven't seen one.
He'll probably listen to the show or listening to the show now and you know, will bring something back. You know what? It is what it is. It is what it is. But let's end this show. Go ahead and get your parting shot, and you're going to get out of here, all right?
My parting shot is this. I wait to the last part of the show for it. You suck, Victor. You suck, Victor. You suck, Victor. That's the amount of times that you told me I suck, trying to say that I'm the best. But you didn't tell me that. You just told me I sucked, and you sucked worse. That's a backhanded slap if I've never seen one before in my life. And that ain't right, and you know that's not right. That wasn't even close to being right.
Can I get an opportunity to make it right?
Absolutely. You know, if it was me, Victor, if it was me, I would be humble enough to say that, Victor, you are the best. I shouldn't even proclaim myself to be the master because you profess to be the best, and you are the best, and I would never say that you sucked three times. I would never say that.
Okay. I want you to remember the name of your football team. What is it? Never humble.
Always talking.
Okay, all right, okay, so remember that. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I made a bet with Mr. Taylor last week that I was going to come on the show and profess that if I lost, that he was better than me. He was supposed to do a video, Man on the Street. Well, he didn't lose, and yet he wanted me to do the video, Man on the Street. But if you listen to last week's show, I plainly say that I'm going to come on the air and do this. So I'm doing it. But I made a video just to appease him. And yeah, he said he sucked three times, but I sucked worse that day, and that's true. But
you're doing it again. Go ahead.
Hold on. Mr. Taylor and his Moneyball team happened to actually beat me very handily. It went from a tie one day to a beating.
I told you I had something for you. And what happened? Beat down.
Are you never humble, always talking, so therefore I called you a loser, and I continue to call you a loser, because you are. But in this regard, Jerry Taylor, the master plan, he came through on his prediction. He defeated me. He did. And I lost, and I'm done. I lost. We play again in another couple weeks. I'm going to come back, and we might even put some bread on it this time. Because he's trying to, like, trade me players. You know, he can't beat me for real. But it is what it is. All right, continue with your rant. I'm sorry. I just had to get that out to let everybody know that, yes, I lost. You were the superior one that day. That day, because the whole week I was winning or tied. So
no, you weren't. You weren't winning. We were literally tied for most of the week. For the most
exactly.
of the week, we were tied. But Victor, yeah, and that one day, and that's the same day before it happened that I said, I got something for you. You think it was tied up until now? I had something for you, and I beat you down right after I said that. And it was over. It was over. You didn't want to admit it, not until the last out of the last player, but it was over. And I just got, 3 minutes ago, a tweet from Michael Smith. And this is a pretty good one. I'm told that moments ago, Clippers owner Donald Sterling called Commissioner Adam Silver to deliver this message. And he's got Tom Cruise with Show Me the Money. I forget the name of the picture, with him was screaming in the phone, "I love black people."
I just saw it as well. I just saw it as well.
Oh, God.
I thought Michael Smith was still in, I thought that he was still with ESPN, but I guess he's not. Because normally they have, like, the real, you know, the check mark or whatever. Wasn't he on Numbers Never Lie?
Oh, yeah, Michael Smith? Yeah, him and
mm-hmm.
Jamil, him and Jamil, I forget her last name. Anyway, Michael Smith also got another tweet that he retweeted. So it begins. At Jagged Little Phil, if an African American said the exact same things about white people, would you be just as outraged? Well, let me put it this way. An African American would not have said that about white people, because the fact is, and that may be a stupid statement, but you got to think like this. African Americans had to be put up with a lot over the years, have been more tolerant of other people and more accepting of other people for a long period of time versus the other culture. So the other culture feels more privileged and feels that they can say and do whatever they want at any time with no repercussions. Not so with an African American. So, no. That wouldn't happen, because there was no way that an African American would have said those type of things, and I truly believe that. There's no way, absolutely no way, because too much has gone on, and most African Americans have experienced a lot of things throughout their life, regardless of what their age is, that would be foolish enough and ignorant enough to say something like that, because of the things that trials and tribulations that people of the same culture as them has gone through, or themselves have gone through.
You know, to answer that tweeter, interesting, I say tweeter. If a black person did say it about a white person, Limbaugh and all those other guys would do exactly the same thing. Say, see, black people are, you know, they are racist. They do exist. Da 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 da. And I'm not going to lie to you. I know a lot of people, my cousin being one of them, that conceivably would say something like that.
I don't think they would say it in that context. I really don't believe they would be that venomous to say something like that, because you listen to all what he said. There's no way, because no way. Maybe parts of it, but to go on like that for that length of time.
Like,
yeah, no.
I'll say this to that person. Go listen to Paul Mooney. He says it every daggone day.
Yep.
He's a comedian. And his comedy is about real life and what happened. So, yes, a black person has said that Paul Mooney has been shunned by a lot of people, including the black community, for that type of language or saying those things. He's the one that came up with the thing, keeping it real. Because he's the one that wrote for Dave Chappelle when Keeping It Real Goes Wrong. He wrote for Richard Pryor. He wrote for all these great black comedians.
Mm-hmm.
And he does say it. And he does get shunned by a lot of people in the black community. Not everybody. Because, you know what, he speaks the truth. And I might not like the way he says it. I might not like everything he says. But 9 times out of 10, he's telling the truth. So, you know, I think that when you look at all this, would people be outraged? Black people might not be outraged, but white America would be. White America would be all, let President Obama, what happened when President Obama was perceived to have taken sides in the in the boy that got killed in Florida, Trayvon Martin. What did America do when they perceived that President Obama was taking sides about Trayvon Martin's shooting? Well, he's the president. He shouldn't have to say anything. Why is he launching a special investigation? Why is he doing this? Why is he doing that? So, you know, when you say what would black people do if a black person said something like that about a white person, or a black person of power, they will be ostracized by America. What happened when old boy went on ESPN and said that he told the truth? I might not like what he said, but he told the truth. When he said stuff about Robert Griffin III, he got fired. There was backlash from black people because he said he was a Republican and he married a white woman and all this other stuff. So it does happen. It does happen, homie. I shouldn't say homie because then I'm reverting back to my stuff. But what I want y'all to understand is this. Don't get it twisted. Minorities don't have the power. We might have money, but we don't have power. You might look at Magic Johnson or Irving Johnson and say, wow, he owns a string of movie theaters. Wow, he was at one time part owner of the Lakers. Wow, he's a minority owner of the Dodgers. Wow, he was the only person ever to have franchises in Starbucks. And once he sold them, Starbucks never did it again. Wow, he was a great athlete. You might look at Michael Jordan and say the same daggone thing. But don't get it twisted. In the eyes of people in Donald Sterling's culture, you're never good enough. And I hate to think that or want to, you know, pontificate on that, but it is the truth. It is the truth. Sports is the new cotton. Happy picking, Mr. Taylor.
And with that, I got this to say, one more tweet from Bomani Jones on Twitter.
Bomani.
Meanwhile, never has David Stern been happier about retirement than this morning when someone else's BlackBerry was a buzzin'. From Vic and I hope you enjoyed this conversation. If you go into the archives and listen to it, I hope it pisses you off and causes you to take action, whether be it nonviolent action against people like Donald Sterling. You've been listening to
Fantasy Sports and Politics.
Get ready to rumble!
You wanna talk smack? You in the right place. So take a step back before I get all up in your face. I know you got your little views, you know I got mine. But there's like 50 other dudes holding on the phone line. Your voice will be heard, sir.
Next caller, please.
And if I don't concur, we can agree to disagree.
We're talking Fantasy Sports.